Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. My next guest on the show is Adam Rossi, Communications and Marketing Officer at St. Catherine Center for Children, part of a team that is responsible for all fundraising and marketing efforts for St. Catherine Center for Children. Hey, man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Bosch.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to come by and educate us about a great, what I would say, an awesome organization and institution that has really been helpful to my family over the years. So let me dig right in.
Sure.
All right. What is St. Catherine's and what is its mission?
St. Catherine's is a nonprofit organization. We provide a comprehensive range of human services designed to offer hope, foster growth, and improve the lives of children, families, and individuals that we serve throughout the area.
Okay. And what are some of the services that St. Catherine's offers?
We offer residential services for children who have been taken from the care of their parents or guardians. We have foster care services. We have an elementary school for children with severe behavioral and special education needs that can't be met at a traditional school setting. We have a number of homeless services programs, including we have an emergency family shelter and programs for individuals who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. And we have special community-based services for struggling families aimed at preserving stability.
Oh, okay.
Great. Along with many other services within the lines of serving children and families in need.
Okay, so what have you learned about the people St. Catherine serves in your years working there? And how many years you've been there?
I've been working at St. Catherine's for a little, probably about 5.5 years now.
Okay.
I found that many of the people we serve, especially the kids, they are incredibly strong and brave despite the fact that they need our help.
And all come from challenging backgrounds.
They all come from a lot of trauma, a lot of abuse, a lot of neglect.
And a wide range in terms of ethnicity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. In many cases, really, because of what they've gone through, they just need someone to listen and take care, or not take care of them, but care about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while they do have emotional behavioral issues and need for around-the-clock care and treatment, the majority of the time, they're just as loving and carefree as any other child. The only difference is, you know, they've experienced things that you never want anyone to experience at any age, and the fact that they've experienced this at such a young age and the fact that they remain this strong and brave, it's really amazing.
Great, great. So what are some kind of behind-the-scenes aspects of working for an organization like St. Catherine's that you would like people to know?
A lot of people know St. Catherine's, know what we do, but what they don't really see is, you know, what we said that goes on behind the scenes is the dedication and passion of our staff is incredible. When you work for a nonprofit organization, especially one dealing in human services, you really need to care about the mission and the people you serve. And I cannot say enough good things about the direct care workers we have, between the social workers, the case managers, resident assistants, teachers, everyone we have working in our homeless services department. And, you know, I'm sure there's more that I can't think of right now. But the care they have for our clients, they care about them as if they're their own family. And it's a special thing to be a part of, really.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the people you serve.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help them succeed in life? What type of skills do you give them, tools you put in their belt, for life's journey?
Sure. If we can bring any sort of stability or structure into their lives, then we consider that a success. As I said earlier, many of the people we serve just need some sort of guidance or someone who has faith in them, and that's what we try to provide. One of the things we really emphasize is normalizing the lives of our children and families. And what we mean by that, I know some people might say normalize is kind of a taboo word, for lack of a better term. But what we mean by that is just making sure that they experience things that every kid or family should experience and enjoy, whether it be going out to the movies, going to the museum, or a baseball game. Believe it or not, these are things that many of the kids and families we serve have never experienced. But thankfully, you know, with the support of donors, community partners, they get to do these things and more, and it really gives them a sense of joy and normalcy, as well as has positive memories, which is something, you know, they desperately need.
So this is more centered towards you then. Mm-hmm. Who has inspired you to continue doing the work you're doing for St. Catharines? I'm sure you got a minute because what I like about you is, and when we met, we just hit it off, along with being a successful clothing designer.
As far as tuxedos,
but to my audience, that's a story for another time. But you're a true successful human being.
Oh, and thank you.
That means so much to me. So once again, who's inspired you to do the work?
You know, for me, while working here at St. Catharines, it's been a combination. It's a combination of the passion and dedication from the staff that I work with every day that I already spoke about. Again, the strength of the kids and the families, I get to hear all these stories about them, and it's really great. And the incredible people in the community, really, who want to help and support our mission. I'm in a very fortunate position where not only do I get to see and work with all these people on a daily basis, but I get to share their stories too, and that's really my favorite part of the job.
Yeah, and I see that you're really having fun doing it. And one of the best things about a good job is it's not work when you enjoy what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And it looks like you're having a blast doing it and making a real big impact.
Yep.
So what impact has St. Catharines had on the local community?
We're fortunate enough to have a lot of community partners and friends who work with us on many number of things to make sure our clients get the services they need. Just off the top of my head, I'm just going to spitball a few. I know Whitney Young Health Center. They come to our Marillac. They come to our Marillac Family Shelter. They give some medical care to the kids. Our Capcom donates backpacks to all of our kids every year before the start of the new school year. They also donate turkey dinners to our families at Thanksgiving. Colony Center partners with us for our Angel Tree program during the holidays. That's for shoppers. They go to the mall, and we have an Angel Tree set up right in the mall. They can pick a card with a child's name on it and a gift that they want for Christmas. They can go purchase that gift and drop it off in a box. We also have a ton of other groups and individuals who come and give the kids haircuts. They cook meals for the kids, have parties with the kids, sports activities, room makeovers, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of community friends who are willing to do anything to help at a moment's notice, and it's been wonderful to work with them.
Well, along with all the other projects you have in place, what are some new projects and initiatives that St. Catharines is working on currently?
Well, we're really excited about our newest initiative, which is our supportive housing apartment complex. It's going to be on 543 North Pearl Street in Albany. And what that is going to be, going to be a 20-unit building. It's going to have both families and single adults are going to be living in there. They're going to be working with us to receive supportive services, and at the same time, we'll be giving them a safe, affordable place to live. And the services that we provide will also link them to other community programs to give them access to things like healthcare, counseling services, and even employment assistance as well. So it's a great initiative. We're really excited about it, and we're really hoping to change some lives with this.
Okay, so a couple of more questions before we close out.
Sure.
How can people support St. Catharines?
We're always happy to accept donations.
There you go. Tell us how.
We'll always take cash, but in-kind gifts are great as well. Toys, clothes, household items, personal hygiene items, anything that's new or very gently used, we'll accept. And again, there's also we also have volunteer opportunities for anyone looking to get involved.
Okay, good. Then where can people go to learn more about St. Catharines?
The easiest way to find us would be online. If you Google St. Catharines Center for Children, we should pop right up. We're also on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, great. YouTube. We got all the social media.
Sounds
pages.
Like you're used to saying that a lot. You know them all.
Yeah, I run them all. So
okay, good.
I help run them all.
So three more quick questions. How can people volunteer for St. Catharines?
They can volunteer. They can visit our volunteer page on the website to see all the opportunities we have. They can also reach out to me directly. I also am the volunteer coordinator, so anyone that's interested in volunteering, feel free to give me a call, shoot me an email, and we can get something going.
And two more. How can they stay in contact with you with any questions?
The best way to get in touch with me is email. It's arossi@stcath.org. So that's arossi@st-catharines.org. cath.org. And then if they have any other questions about programs or services we offer, they can call our main line at 518-453-6700, and we can get them in touch with an expert to speak on the subject they're looking to help with.
So before I close out,
okay,
I would be remiss if I didn't ask this. Tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, oh boy. Well, I'm Albany born and raised.
Oh, really? Yeah. Albany? Are you educated right here?
Educated right here. I went to what is now Mater Christi. When I was there, it was St. Catherine of Siena for elementary mm-hmm. school. I went to Bishop McGinn High School, Siena College. So I stayed, you know, all the way through. I'm a Catholic boy through and through.
But okay, good.
currently living in Schenectady with my wife, but my heart's always going to be in Albany.
Okay, kids?
We had our first kid in February, so
okay,
she'll be 4 months old next week. So
we'll give the wife a shout out.
We will, yes. Uh-huh. Megan, GT, how you doing?
Okay, and the son, or what, girl,
yes,
or boy?
Yes, the son, John Thomas.
All right. Well, hey, man, thank you so much. Adam, we appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate what you will continue to do. What you do in the community is truly priceless.
I truly appreciate that, Bosch. And again, thanks for having me on, and I'm glad I could get the word out here.
Okay, well, you're now part of the WOOC family.
All right,
so don't be a stranger.
All right, we'll
okay. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this. Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.